My name is Brian Campbellman. I've been connected with bowling in Leeds for a number of years. I was born in Headingley. I went to St Michael's School, which ironically is just over the road from the Oak Bowling Club. How I came into it was quite a traumatic experience. I used to go in the Oak when I came out of the RAF with my friends. And one night an old gentleman came up to me and said, "You're a member of the bowling club." I said, "I haven't applied to join." He says, "Oh, I put you through." So that's how I came to be in bowling. After a number of years, I was on the committee, progressed to the secretary, and was president. But by this time, Leeds had caught up with me, and I was proposed as a secretary-treasurer to the Leeds Association in 1973. I held this post until the two associations, which was Leeds Parks and Leeds ABA, amalgamated around about 2001, and we became one association. I used to go to the Yorkshire Crown Green meetings, which I've attended as much as I could to further the interests of Leeds in Yorkshire through the country. They tried to get me to do another job, which was the president of Yorkshire, but I couldn't take that on. It was too much. And that brings us up to the present day, which is a culmination when I got my life membership, which I don't think there's many in Yorkshire who've got it, and I think it's a great honour to be elected. I like to talk about the Leeds and District Bowling Association. Been going for a good number of years, and then, as I've said before, we amalgamated with the Leeds Parks Association in about 2000. There are a number of cups and things that we used to play for in the league. The premier one was the Preston Shield, which was, as the name suggests, donated by Mr. Preston, who was one of the founders, I believe, of the Leeds ABA. Now, this shield holds a particular highlight for the Oak Bowling Club because we were the first winners of the Preston Shield when it was first presented, but needless to say, we've never won it since. The Elliot Forest Shield, donated by two gentlemen, and this was played for as a runner-up trophy to the Preston Shield. Now we go on to the Gipton Silver Bowl. This was quite an ornate bowl on a plinth in silver, and it was played for as a runner-up to the Moverley Trophy. Now the Moverley Trophy was the Premier Cup for that league, and that is a very ornate cup. How much they're worth, I would not like to hazard a guess. Centenary Plaque. This was presented by the brewery to Leeds ABA on their 100th year when we had a celebration bowling match at Bramley Liberal Club. This was all tied in with celebrations that took part through the bowling season with various competitions. I'm speaking about the Oak Bowling Club now. We had a number of cups we played for during the bowling season. The first one was the Plymouth Cup, which was our main competition. It was presented to the Oak in 1888, and we played for it as an annual competition amongst the members ever since. The Plymouth Cup was also backed up by another cup, which was presented by a gentleman from the Oak who was a member of the Don Wise Trophy. This was given to the runner-up. We had a pairs competition, which was the Guinness Shield. This was annual competition again. We had a Centenary Cup, but unfortunately when we left the Oak, this disappeared, along with another cup, which was the John Holliday Cup, which was in memory of one of the greenkeepers at the Oak, or who helped to do the green at the Oak, and he died quite young actually, and we played for this cup in his memory. I'd like to say a few words now about our centenary year, which was 1968. We had a marvellous day for it, it was red hot, and we had a bowling match against Tetley's Brewery, and the huntsmen came with all their finery. We drew a line at bringing a horse onto the green, but we did allow the head huntsman to bring his on, but we were very careful not to let him gallop about. They presented us with a hunting horn on a plaque telling us about the association between the Oak and the brewery. I'd like to talk about the Stevenson Cup. This was presented to the bowling club by Ted Stevenson, who was a landlord at the Oak for a good number of years, and we had a good relationship with him over the green and everything. We played for this cup as a handicap in one day. It was okay for the young ones, shall we say, but the older people, by 9 o'clock at night, were getting flagged. So we decided to run it down to, say, 4 players and then play the semi-final and final on the Sunday, which Ted was agreed to. So this is what we did. He used to put on a buffet, and we generally had a good time. And it was a good cup to play for, because Ted was a very generous man, and he used to give cash prizes as well as the food and everything. And it was always enjoyed by the members. We also have some old pictures. One's the Oak Bowling Club versus Sheffield. And there's another one of the old oak tree before it actually fell down in 1940 and had to be taken away. I remember seeing this as a very young child. I'd like to now talk about our Plymouth trip in 1988. This was in the tercentenary of Drake's Armada. We were invited to go to Plymouth by the Torrington Bowling Club of Devon and to play a match on Plymouth Hall. We were asked if we would dress up, so we all dressed up in, I suppose, Elizabethan garb. I'm not into fancy clothes really, but we all looked splendid. We had set off on a Saturday morning down into Leeds on a dray. They had to change at the Central Public House into more normal wear that would take us on a train journey to Plymouth, and some on the coach to Plymouth. We arrived at our hotel in Plymouth, had a good evening's meal and a couple of drinks to slacken the dust. On the Sunday we went to Torrington on the coach to meet up with our foes. We had a pleasant day in Torrington and then back to Plymouth. We played the match on Plymouth Hall. There's quite a lot of people watching. In fact, it was packed on all 4 sides. The Lord Mayor greeted us and we played the match, and I think we lost by 2. But it was a pleasant game and we all had a fine time. We then went down into Plymouth Centre to the Civic Hall, where a civic reception was given by the Lord Mayor. Here we had refreshments and presented the prizes. We were presented with a glass vase from the Torrington Bowling Club, and a commemorative plate from the Civic Trust with a picture of the Armada on it. After this, we went to a pub in the centre where we were given a drinks reception by the Tetley rep for the Devon area, which was turned into quite a good evening. We had a number of days round about where we just pleased ourselves what we did. The weather was kind to us that week. We only got wet once when we went to Torquay. But we came back on the Saturday, we were all safe and well, and arrived back at the Oak just in time for tea. Speaking about the 125th anniversary of the Oak Bowling Club. By this time, we were getting a bit weak in membership, and we asked the Weekly News if they would do an article on about the bowling club, which they did. I don't know how many members we got out of it, if any, but it certainly put us into the limelight. The 125th was not as well celebrated as the 100th, but we did celebrate it. I think members appreciated what we tried to do as a community for this celebration.